Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Jeffrey Epstein is accused of running an underage sex trafficking ring. He's a hedge fund manager who has powerful political connections that include former President Clinton. Epstein is already a registered sex offender, pleading guilty back in 2008 to charges of soliciting and procuring a minor for prostitution.
Welcome, everybody. We have got Ryan Dawson back. He's one of the people who caused the YouTube channel to gain so much momentum and also caused a lot of controversy and getting banned. But we are on uncensored platforms today. You can say what the bloody hell he likes.
And nice.
If many of you are familiar with Ryan, I'm sure already, but for those who are not, I mean, he goes back decades researching Epstein. He was a pioneer in this subject. I'll hand it over to him in a minute. And we're going to start out basically going into the Epstein client list. So huge thank you for coming back, Ryan.
Yeah, we got its list right here. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been an ongoing multi-year project between us, even I think it was 2019 or something. First time I came on to talk about Epstein. Whew. It's odd. It almost seemed like, damn, it's over. So many of them got away with it. And now there's this renewed interest and files being released. Files that sort of been leaked around anyway, but now it's official. So it's good because there are a lot of more people that should not see the sunshine anymore.
I thought it completely tapered off, Ryan. And I was kind of taken aback by the virality of it presently. It just seems like it's trending and it's just gone completely massive all over again, day after day.
You still have Stein's lawsuit. You still have the Virgin Island, some of that lawsuit to go, and the Deutsche Bank. So it's not over. Andrew had to pay his price. I don't have this anymore, but I'll show you the shirt I made with the Fresh Prince of Belgravia. they have to pay £16 million or something.
Wow.
The company we made these with, they censored that too. So that was a limited item on accident. Yeah. But he had to pay a price. Jean-Luc Brunel went to jail and allegedly killed himself. Epstein went to jail and allegedly killed himself. Glenn Maxwell's in jail. Peter Nygaard got put in jail, and a lot of people lost a lot of money quietly. A lot of these banks were paying $64 million lawsuits, and Leon Black had to lose a position. But still, you know, Les Wexner's walking around. Glenn Dubin's walking around. A lot of these perverts still have their freedom, Jess Staley, and they shouldn't.
Could you explain that, Ryan? Why are these banks paying tens of millions to Epstein survivors? I mean, how does that work?
Well, they just settle and say, look, I guess it's worth it to them because the alternative, they'd lose it all. You know, they'd lose
what's at stake? What are these survivors alleging the bank's role was in Epstein's enterprise?
Different things. So the Denise George lawsuit out of the Virgin Islands was, it started off with Darren Indyke and had been moving Epstein money around, and they would kept seeing these little $20,000 allotments to young women. It's obviously hush money, but he has his 1953 trust. He has a lot of his $577 million that's locked in this trust, and payments are still being made even though he's gone and Maxwell's in jail. So what's going on there? And I think, you know, some of the people he named to be in charge like didn't want it. They're like, no, I don't want to be associated with Epstein. Tried to act like they barely knew him when they definitely did. The Nathan Myhrvold and people like that. So it seems to be hush money to keep more victims to happy enough to keep their mouth shut. And they have to do this decision. Do I just take this money or do I go up against the billionaires and maybe get nothing?
So are these survivors alleging that these banks were instrumental in financing the trafficking honeypot operation?
Oh, yeah. And I'm saying even after he died, they kept paying.
Even after he died.
Yeah. See, I'm saying the hush money is happening since he's passed away.
Yeah.
And that's what they're like, whoa, what could this possibly be for, this automatic payment? If you look at the Dennis Hastert case, he'd always move like $9,990 or something, because anything above 10 would get you a red flag, because that was inside the United States. He was the Speaker of the House. So after the President and Vice President, that's the most powerful position. And he had raped little boys going way back when he was like a wrestling camp coach or something. And he was paying off a few of them to be quiet. And, you know, when you see, like, why are you paying this random dude $9,000 all the time? What's going on? And it was hush money. And some of these victims basically are paid for silence. That's the easiest way to deal with it. And a lot of people, 20 grand, if you're poor, you're not poor anymore. You know, you just collect. And I think also, why don't they come forward? If you think about it, I think it's a very hard choice, because you look at him, you look at his connections, you look at his lawyers, you look at his wealth, you're probably not going to do well in court. Especially when you're raped, it's just kind of your word versus theirs. It's not, you don't have any tapes or anything. They do, but you have nothing. But they still don't want the headache of it, because if enough people keep accusing all the same people, it'll be detrimental to them, if not in court, from their own wife or from something, you know. So, but yeah, it's mysterious why they're still moving this money to these people. What are these payments for? And they decided, we don't want to tell you what they're for. We're just going to settle this up and pay a lump sum and walk away.
So is there still a huge something that could come out? I mean, is the client list stuff, is that pushing us closer towards a huge something that could come out to the public?
Well, yeah, I mean, even with still sticking with the Virgin Islands lawsuit, in this, they also showed some internal, then they still hidden a lot of this, but some of the emails back and forth between Epstein and bankers like Jess Staley have come to light. This guy was visiting, he works at Barclays now. This is a guy that was visiting Epstein properties when he wasn't even there. He would go to the Palm Beach when Epstein was wherever and doing what they do there. And he's writing to him these weird stuff. Like, he apparently had some Disney princess fetish, and he would say how, you know, Snow White was awesome. Who's next? How about Beauty and the Beast? And Epstein's like, well, I can provide the beauty, but not the beast. Ha ha ha. Just, they think that's funny to dress up the children and role play as princesses from Disney movies. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, how can you explain that? What exactly are you doing? Oh, with these adult women dressed as Snow White and stuff? You still creep. And given that it's on Epstein property, you know it wasn't. You know it was kids. But these are the kind of people. And he made these relationships at Bear Stearns, at Tower Financial, at all these little LLCs he set up. It's with these perverts. And this is something I'd like to stress for the public to understand. Maxwell and Epstein was an Israeli blackmail operation. That's what they're supposed to be doing, is spying on American science and technology. That was their primary role, like official role. But they realized early on, hey, we can rape for pleasure because we're with the Israelis. They won't do anything to us. I mean, they can kill babies and nothing happens. So nothing will happen. So when you see this stuff, like where they had cameras all over all their houses, and people go, oh yeah, that's to, you know, take people having sex so they can blackmail them. Like, no, it's not. How are you going to use that? Think this through. If I film Alan Dershowitz getting a blowjob in the kitchen from a 12-year-old, okay, he's toast, but now what? It's in my kitchen. I have to explain why there's a 12-year-old kid in my kitchen with my life. Like, it's, you're incriminating yourself if you ever choose to use this, because it happened on your property with people who aren't supposed to be there. So why are you actually taping these things? because it was fun. They wanted to rewatch it. It's that part wasn't the blackmail. It was rape for pleasure, and it was bonuses. People were like, "Oh yeah, I got this bank deal. Yeah, come over. I got a couple of 12-year-olds. You know, they're twins. Burnell sent him twins for his birthday, or triplets. I think it was
triplets.
Yeah, triplets. Yeah, and what a bunch of sickos, man. They're all participating in it, and the victims have come out and said what happened to them. They used sex toys on them, and there was anal rape and forced homosexual encounters with straight people. You know, making a woman eat out a girl's pussy, and they like to film that. Oh, what's her first lesbian experience? And zoom in and get that. Like, they're collecting this stuff, like these sicko perverts that they are. That was not like what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be doing, like, when they got Clinton, for example, whatever Clinton does in Epstein's house is safe because Epstein can't say anything. It's in his house. What he does in the White House is not safe. So what did they come down on him? Monica Lewinsky. That was a honey trap. That was Israel. That's what he's supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to invite him down to your ranch and do it there. I mean, you could give it to Mrs. Clinton, but she knew and she was involved in the same kind of stuff. We went over that before. So that was why I think they got rearrested was twice. You know, he got arrested twice. The first time was because he had gotten sloppy, and it actually helped protect all of his cohorts. And because Epstein got the minimal punishment for one incident of like one prostitute, which was not a prostitute because she's a girl underage, but that's what they said, soliciting prostitution. 6 days a week on work leave. You're really only in jail for a day a week. Still get to be on, like, you do your business and stuff. Staley's visiting him in jail. He's one of the main guys. All your cohorts get immunity. So the fastest way to shut this down, and that's what Maxwell tried to argue in her trial later when she got arrested, was, no, I was one of the cohorts. I have immunity. Like, no, you don't. Here you are emailing him after that trial. Still in this, so this is new stuff, and we're going to get you, and now she's in jail. But just like all these people, the Emmy Taylor and Sarah Kellen and all the other groomers and all the other perverts, they all like, oh, no, you can't touch us. Then we got the sweetheart deal, and that was Barry Kircher and Alan Dershowitz that got that deal. And Alan Dershowitz has also been accused of child rape, and he says these weird things like, okay, I did get a massage on Epstein properties, but I kept my underwear on. What a weird way to phrase something. Not I had my underwear on, or I kept them on. Well, so you could have had them off. And then he even said, were there underage girls giving massages in other rooms of the house that I wasn't in? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. And then later, years later, he does another interview, and where he changed his story. He said, I got a neck and back massage from an older woman named Olga. No underwear, none of that. Just, oh, I just got a neck and back massage. Oh, really? Did you need to take your pants off for that? Because you said you're in your underwear. Yeah. What's going on, Dershowitz? I think everything out of that guy's mouth is a lie. He called Virginia Roberts a prostitute, said she made her own decisions. Like, she was being raped when she was 13. By a different pervert, and then got past the Epstein, you know, and Glenn Maxwell recruited her from Mar-a-Lago properties that Trump owned. And Trump eventually kicked them both off the property, kicked the Maxwell and Epstein off. So he gave some hints too. Epstein likes them a little young, he said. And yet the press was all after him, but the prosecutor said Trump was one of the only people who was actually cooperative, set time aside, and told us what he knew. They didn't interview Bill Clinton. And he's on these flights dozens of times. However, no victim has come forward to say they slept with Clinton. They just saw him. He's there with topless girls around the pool and all. So maybe he was into women. Maybe he was getting money for the Clinton Foundation. Maybe all of the above. Or maybe nobody wants to say anything about Clinton because then you get Clinton'd.
Well, look at all the girls that was brought over that didn't even speak English that we've never heard from Jean-Luc Brunel, from, you know, Europe and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, he had these modeling agencies, and this is, seems to be what I think was going down. The Israelis had, like, MC Squared started as Karen Models out of Tel Aviv. Then it's Paris with Jean-Luc Brunel. Then they go to New York and Miami, and Wexner has Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie, and these, and Abercrombie has a child division for child models. So it's a pretext to falsely say, oh, yeah, this is for the Wexner. This is for Abercrombie, you know. And then once you get them away, take their passport, forced brothel thing. They were, there was a pipeline from Kiev to Tel Aviv of human trafficking run by Pincus Green and Mark Rich, who Clinton's pardoned. That was a separate thing. And that was, that predated Epstein and Maxwell. But they all know each other. I mean, that's the thing. Robert Maxwell knew the Wexners way back. And the Wexner Foundation founding president was Rabbi Herbert Friedman. He's on my NUMEC map, who was a notorious hardcore Zionist and part of the UJA and JA that did gun running and human trafficking. The good kind. Like, they started with, well, we're trafficking people out of Europe to avoid the Holocaust to get to Palestine, which becomes Israel. Not all of them knew it was going to be a Zionist apartheid state. They're just trying to live, you know, so they run away. But those organizations didn't disappear after the war, which we won. They still had this very well financed and organized system for moving people around. And so they kept moving people around, and so, and sex slavery thrived because a lot of places were completely impoverished after World War II to starvation levels, and women turned to prostitution, guys turned to drugs and mercenary work, and a lot of them ended up in forced situations. And Rich and Green and these guys took advantage of that. Menachem Begin, they all knew. Everyone knew what was going on. This is sort of the precursor to what sets up the Sonnenborn Institute from Rudolf Sonnenborn moving guns, uranium even, to the illegal nuclear program that Israel ended up developing. But those guys, it's out of this, these mega donors with Nathan Barnstein and Elihiba Silver and the rabbi that starts the Wexner Foundation, which becomes the mega group. That's sort of the second generation, is the Steinhardt, Wexner, Bronfman. Actually, Bronfman was both. It just went from Samuel to Charles and Edgar. And that's that's the guys, again, president of the World Jewish Congress, head of United Israel Appeal, which becomes United Jewish Appeal. This is the same organization, though. And they financed the Nexium cult. Claire and Sarah Bronfman got indicted, and one of them went to jail over that, where Keith Raniere was branding women. They also donated money to the Wexner Foundation and to Ehud Barak, the prime minister of Israel, at the sweet spot when Epstein and Maxwell, you know, they're pictured in the White House with Clinton in 93. Louis Freech, the head director of the FBI in 96, is also an Epstein client. So they got the president and they got the head of the FBI. They're free to go. Like, once you've flipped the policing institutions, now you can start going after the university, science, tech, R&D, the donor class. And that's the, that's where they hit, the donor class and R&D. Then that's when you get Gates and all these bankers, hedge fund managers, the Leon Black. Leon Black seemed to be a pervert already, though, with those art schools in New York, from what I'm gathering a lot of that now. Brunel was already a pervert. But what happened was the Israeli ring with the sort of Windsor Mossad, you can call it. That's what Maria Farmer calls it, the Windsor Mossad. The girls, the Victoria's Secret level kind that you can use to UN parties and stuff on honey trap people, was the more professional prostitution, for lack of a better word, that the Israelis made. Gathering girls from high schools in trailer parks is something that Maxwell and Ivana Trump and Epstein did on their own. And that's what really led to their demise. If they had just kept it how it was, it wouldn't have unraveled. But grabbing Americans who do speak English and will tell on you and will, like, American women are not to be fucked with, you know, like, and yeah, they had resources. These girls they grabbed from Romania and Ukraine and stuff, there's no one at home to help. They can't speak the language. They're done, you know, but, some of these girls, at least, really, Maria Farmer went to the FBI right away, you know, just a long time ago. Her sister was molested and raped and So if they listened to them back then, there wouldn't have been this 27-year escapade of rape and pimping and the disgust, which also led to a lot of white-collar crime because that's the leverage they had on people. But what I want everyone to understand is I do know, and I'm one of the first people to say, this was a blackmail operation tied to the Mossad. They're meeting with Ehud Barak 36 times. They're financed by Wexner and Bronfman and all these prominent Zionists that are involved in all the other Israeli projects. But what they're doing in their little rape mansions on their little side quest, Israel, as disgusting as it is not going to okay that because it's sloppy. And that's how you get busted. But it shouldn't work at all. Why are so many people into kitty fucking? Like, why? Like, you know, it don't matter how many kids you have. Most people are not attracted to children, just biologically not attracted to children. And yet, so many of these people actually made a shirt with a list on it. Are.
That's what they want. Wow.
On one side.
That's impressive, man.
On the other. And these are really wealthy people. Glenn Dubin, Conrad Black, Michael Steinhardt, Wexner, all the Bronfmans, Jamie Dimon, Robert Kraft, you know, Leon Black, Thomas Lee, Mort Zuckerman, the Pritzker family. Like, it is bad, man. Larry Summers. These are billionaires. Why are they into this? Why would you want to do this? Why would you compromise yourself? How bad do you need to rape a child? I mean, I guess you could buy everything else. That's something you so illegal and taboo. You need a network to do it. But everyone has to realize all our institutions failed. I mean, you couldn't find a real normal person from any countries like child molesting, child rape, just rape at all, even is like one of the most disturbing, disgusting things there is. It's like right there. You know, maybe murder and torture. That's about all that's worse than that. It is a form of torture, really. So, and to do it to kids and then to be a serial rapist and do it over and over again, they're slaves. Everyone thinks that's the epitome of evil, except the people that run everything. Because you've got dozens of billionaires. You've got presidents, plural. You've got prime ministers from Tony Blair, Ehud Barak, Ehud Omar, Perez, they're all these, or another president, Moshe Katsev, who got convicted of rape. You've got Hollywood producers like Weinstein, and that came in the new files, by the way. Something new, but now with this file dump, Harvey Weinstein and Abigail Wexner were making requests to talk to Epstein to meet together as a trio. So the Wexners and Weinstein had a relationship. Abigail Wexner is Les Wexner's wife. Yeah, and they have the Abigail Les Wexner fund too, and it's a money laundering operation. I'm sure they bought a bunch of paintings from Hunter Biden. So you have all that. Then you've got the media failed. Well, sorta, because there were people in media like Vicky Ward, and the what's her name? Robox, her last name from ABC. Amy, I think, tried to, they're like, we had it. We had Clinton. We had names, all this. And they killed the story. And the Vanity Fair editor killed the story. And he's thinking, what are you doing? This is the biggest story ever. This huge public interest. If you would tell them about this, the mass media failed. Social media failed. You and I tried to talk about it. They took your channel away. They took my whole channel away. They temporarily took yours away. And then, you know, we were forced to Rumble or Locals or somewhere. If you want to talk about it, you couldn't put it on Twitter. You definitely can't put it on Facebook or Meta. Why? Why are they protecting serial child rapists? So, okay, you've got your top leadership, your billionaires, your hedge funds, your banks, your media, your social media, and even the prison system itself failed as they let him die, allegedly all by himself. Yeah, he was murdered. He even told the prison guards, they're going to have me killed. He got beat up, but he said, I tried to kill myself so he would be put on suicide watch, thinking that'll be harder for him to get me if someone's always watching me. Well, they just took him off of it and then killed him anyway. But he knew too much. Every single institution failed, from the FBI to the press to the prison system, the government, even royal families. Nobody would help these girls. Nobody listened. The police departments, too, they got bribed. Not all of them. Like, they would go to Epstein's house, but he set up this LLC. Gratitude America was one of them. There's another one that had some, was like generic, like science something foundation, whatever. But they would pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Palm Beach Police Department. So enough pigs were on the payroll where they would call ahead and say, we're coming at 9 o'clock. So they could just clean up. Please come. Don't find anything. Leave. You can't keep harassing the same person over and over. So each time there's a failed time where they came to the show, didn't work. And his own bodyguards and employees essentially have said, yeah, they would call ahead. So we knew they were coming. It didn't matter. And also, every time that happens, the girls get more disheartened. Oh, the cops did come, and they just laughed and made them go away. So they're like, I have no one to tell. You can't just call the FBI. Yeah, you can't. Hey, FBI, like, you can't do that. They were trapped. I can't imagine how they felt. I'm stuck here. This guy knows everyone. The world's run by demons. Like, there's every institution fails. Where do we go? But I guess what happened was there were enough journalists, and at least in New York, after he'd messed up so bad, you know, trying to blackmail the wrong person, they scooped him up in the airport before he had time to do anything. And it was exactly when all his cohorts were somewhere else. They stung him on his way back from France, or maybe it was in Newark, actually, in New Jersey, not New York. But they grab him, and no one is around to start cleaning out the property. They hit his house. They find a safe. It's full of CDs and tapes, a diploma, a weird passport, loose diamonds, all this unexplained stuff. They photograph it. They don't have a warrant. It disappeared. It went missing. And then Richard Kahn shows up. Oh, here it is. Days later. Oh, I'm sure this is the same stuff. Mm-hmm. You just wrote the same words, maybe. But, like, who knows? I want to know, okay, if you have that now and he's dead, one of his cohorts has been convicted and is in jail, why not show what's on at least one CD? Why not show the titles of the CDs? What did the Israelis have to gift you to make that go under the rug? They're not going to show it, but now the public all knows they exist. And I was very happy this week to see sort of rehashed articles to invigorate the you know, momentum behind this, going, hey, there are tapes, hundreds of documents, a lot of them tapes and CDs. And that had to be in the 90s, because at a certain point, it's just going to be digital. And they have them on these. This is their earliest crimes. And they're just sitting on it. Like, that needs to be, I want what's ever on that. And I want to know what he told his psychiatrist in jail. Because she or he has privilege not to say anything. But if he is worried, I can't tell anyone, they're going to kill me. That's the person to talk. You go on suicide watch, you get to talk to a therapist. Well, you tell that therapist everything. Of course, that therapist is probably like, I don't want to die. But man, they need to write that all out and somehow leak it. When, I don't know. This will not stay secret forever, though.
Ryan, Jeffrey Epstein's brother was on Piers Morgan last night here in the UK. I don't know if you saw it. He adamantly refused to speak about the sex trafficking operation. He said he was just there to speak about the murder of his brother. And he was adamant about the cover-up.
His brother was murdered. And Mark Epstein did a second. I didn't see the Piers Morgan. He blocked me on Twitter. Anybody that's supporting the Israeli genocide of Gaza just needs their head examined. But Mark Epstein is a real estate broker in New York, and many of the properties that were housing Jean-Luc Brunel's models were there by Mark Epstein. And the one at 71st on Fifth Avenue, 9 and 71st, that Epstein, the big rape mansion in New York that Wexner gave him, $51 million mansion that he sold for a dollar, had a an underground heated sidewalk passageway to adjacent properties. I don't know if you've seen the news today in New York. The tunnels are kind of popular. The Avad Levovich, what the hell are they doing? But the girls are often housed right next door. And when Yehud Barak would visit, young girls would be going in and out of the house, in and out of the house. And the way they had right there in the vestibule was a place where they'd wait and get their foot rubbed. It would start with, oh, you need a, someone just come up and start rubbing your feet. And you're like, oh, it's just my socks, I guess. And it would kind of escalate. They're very good at roping them in. And I, you know, all these Israeli prime ministers are perverts. Like, they're constantly being caught for sexual harassment. Omer stuck his tongue up some journalist's nose he had pinned on the wall. Creepy, weird stuff. But yeah, Mark Epstein is also on the flight logs where it'll say J-E, G-M, E-T. So that's Jeffrey Epstein, Glenn Maxwell, and probably Emmy Taylor. And then Mark Epstein plus one female. Doesn't even get a name. Just one female.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That doesn't mean he's involved. But it means he had to know because he's on the plane with some kid. Like, who's that? You know, and Glenn has, you know, Emmy Taylor sued Julie for defamation, saying, I'm not Glenn Maxwell's slave. It's like, okay.
If you're interested in the Epstein case, I take a much deeper dive in my books, which are available worldwide on Amazon. We've got Who Killed Epstein, Prince Andrew or Bill Clinton? Virginia Giuffre alleged that Epstein ordered her to have sex with Prince Andrew three times, including an orgy on the Pedo Island, which included underage European girls. On the Lolita Express, Bill Clinton was photographed with Epstein's sex slaves. After Epstein was suicided, both men denied any knowledge of his crimes. This book examines the roles of Epstein and his accomplices in the Honey Trap operation and the likelihood of a royal prince or an ex-president being co-conspirators in his assassination. That's Who Killed Epstein. Then I've got Elite Predators, from Jimmy Savile and Lord Mountbatten to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. In 2022, Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison after she had procured teenage girls for Epstein and his predator pals. The connections included the most powerful people in the world, ranging from royal family members such as Prince Andrew to former presidents, including Bill Clinton. While the mainstream media protects the innermost circles of the establishment, this book reveals the harrowing truth of elite child molesters and the calculated methods they employ to conceal their horrific activities, which often span decades. And then more recently, I've released Untouchable Jimmy Savile. Savile was a practicing Catholic who raped young boys and girls and had sex with corpses. He was a God-fearing believer who participated in satanic rituals. He was an unprecedentedly generous charity fundraiser who was too tight to buy his own meals. He was a friend of princes and dukes who ate bacon sandwiches at his local greasy spoon. He was a peace activist who tied up troublemakers in his nightclubs and had them brutally beaten. He was a furry godfather who hated children. Untouchable Jimmy Savile demolishes the mainstream media narratives portrayed in Netflix's and the BBC's documentary, and we show that Savile's behavior was enabled by the most powerful members of the establishment for whom he was a fixer and a procurer. So these three books are available worldwide on Amazon, paperback, ebook, audiobook. They've got hundreds of five-star reviews. Check them out.
Okay. But you're on the plane with her over 50 times and you're underage. What are you doing? You're the secretary or something. Like, come on.
Well, look at the flight logs for Bill Clinton, all the East European girls' names that were on, and he was doing it without his security detail.
Yeah. And he's actually pictured like patting him on the butt and stuff. And if you're going to do it, that's, you know, get the ones that don't speak English. And, you know, it's, and some of them, at least his were like 17. There is a difference. It's all messed up, but the guys that were dipping down to like 12 are really, really disturbing. It's bad, man. But yeah, he seemed to have that. That was his preference, I guess, was the Eastern Europeans. They got a lot of them. It was easier to ship them in from there. It's hard to just get a person, you know, their parents or somebody's going to say, where are you? What's going on? It's hard to just own somebody. But if you get a foreign contract and they go, oh, I'm going to go model for da-da-da-da-da, you know, and then they work in a massage parlor, and we all know that it was just a rape ring with a massage theme. Whoever's at home, they don't know. And some of these girls, the money was a lot, and they're like, I don't know, they took the deal because they're kids. They don't know what they're doing. At first, they're like, oh, $300. That's a lot of money in Ukraine. And it's not so bad. I guess they start rationalizing it in their head. They don't know. You're being groomed. You're being taken advantage of. This is totally wrong and totally going to mess you up psychologically. And it did, but they start blaming themselves. But I took the money. That's the messed up thing, to hand someone $200 after you force them to disrobe, where you jerk off in front of them as it was start slow and go up. They're like, at that time, like, well, I've already done it. So if I don't take the money, it was all for nothing. I might as well take this. And then once they take it, they feel like, oh, did I sell that? It's a, you know, it's the way they're messing with little kids. And then they'd be like, well, you took the money. So they would do that with legal prostitution. The Saudis, Alan Khashoggi, not the one that got sawed up, his relative, would go on these yachts full of prostitutes. And they did the most disgusting stuff, like stepping on their hair and peeing on their face, making them eat bugs and spanking them like real bad, like brutally. And but they got paid, and they got paid a lot, like way more than $300, like $300,000 sometimes. But they just to be abused for days by all these Saudi princes and stuff. In their head, it's like everything you had to do was legal. Because they said, we're paying for this. Prostitution is legal. So they want to play with your butthole, put a bug in your mouth. I'm not sure how that's like, hey, that's just food, whatever. Eat off them, whip them, poop on them. And they get to do whatever they want. That's like what you signed up for. But later, you know, they got that's going to haunt them for a long time, even if it was legal.
Right. That's, and in these scenarios, does it ever get to the situations that you've researched where they snuff the girls out afterwards?
I've seen incidents where they drop them off naked in like their granddad's yard and humiliate the hell out of them. But usually with Epstein, since he's into children, he would just move them to the next ring where just young women was okay. Then maybe they snuffed them or whatever, but like they would graduate. God, they graduate to the next pervert that wanted the 20-year-old or too old for Epstein. But you'd seem like there ought to be a lot more victims coming forward. So whether they got into drugs, suicide, I think a lot of them probably like died from overdoses and stuff because they didn't handle it. Yeah, but as far then they weren't like Epstein didn't have hitmen and stuff like that. Israel take care of that. If someone's really running their mouth, they'll go shut her up. Clinton will do it. No problem. The Clintons are deep in the mafia, man. They've been running with like cartel and Nicaraguans, Colombians, all that. Mina, Arkansas was where they would train pilots to bring in the guns and bring back the drugs during Iran-Contra.
I'm surprised they didn't bring the coroner Fahmy Malik in on Epstein's autopsy, because that was the guy.
Well, he had two autopsies, and they did find a broken bone in his neck. So he was strangled. And there were some other inconsistencies. like a pathologist could explain it better than me. I don't know, but I'm just saying, I believe them. You know, his blood shouldn't have coagulated like this, and he was choked out. So it wasn't something he did to himself. It couldn't have been. And the way his body was, too. Either he wasn't completely dead, so he could move a bit or something. He wasn't placed there. It, you know, didn't work. He was on the floor, by the way. He wasn't, like, hanging still. So
that's that. They're all points that his brother raised last night on Pierce. So why do you
maybe
think
I will watch that? I don't like Pierce, but yeah, I'll see what that's worth watching, I guess.
Why do you think this client list has just been released? Because wasn't it under Trump's reign that it all came out last time?
It hasn't been released. Like what's happened is the media is super lazy, and I don't know if they use AI or what, because I've seen this like in like New York newspapers and stuff where they're like the list and they have 100 names, just exactly 100. I have 177 names, but what they do is they just list whoever was mentioned, including the people telling on them, the butlers, the chefs, the drivers, the bodyguards who were telling them that have nothing to do with this. Other names in there, and this really makes me mad, is this clickbait crap. Where they'll be like, new names, Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, Cameron Diaz. And everyone's like, ooh, celebrity, I know those people's movies. Let me give you the context for Willis and DiCaprio, for example. The only thing in these documents, at least, that mention them is when they claim Epstein would often name drop. Like, oh yeah, I just got off the phone with Leo or Cameron. He's full of shit. This is the guy that wear a Harvard sweatshirt when he didn't go to Harvard. Couldn't even get to the door there. He misspelled his own name on the chalkboard when he's at the Dalton School. Here it's Stine, S-T-I-N-E. He's a con artist. And so they asked them, did you ever see Leonardo DiCaprio or Bruce Willis at any of these dinners? No. Any of these places? No. Are there any flight logs? No. Did they make any appointments? No. So, yeah, technically their names in the document, but their names in the document. Have you ever seen, heard, or anything of these people? No, 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 no. How about the rest of you? No. So they're completely exonerated. But their names were put all over social media as like Leonardo DiCaprio, because he does like young girls. I don't think he has any trouble getting them on his own, but they have them all in there. And then if you read it, because most people don't read past the title, it says, not everyone mentioned here necessarily was like, yeah, duh. But how many people are going to get the primary source, read through thousands of pages until they get to that part and find out, oh, all they're doing is asking, have you ever seen these people? And the answer is no. Another one is Stephen Hawkins.
I was about Stephen to say Hawkins. Him, yeah. Big focus on him here. Yeah,
huge. And I feel bad. He's not around to defend himself. He's passed away. His work on the preservation of information through Hawking radiation on black holes is probably correct. He's going to be known as like our generation's Einstein, maybe. He's done brilliant work in science. He had a horrible, you know, ALS way to, you know, he's stuck in a chair. The only thing, they did target science and tech. That's what their job was to do. That's why they went after Eric Weinstein, Steven Pinker, Hawkins, all the top science celebrities, if there is such a thing. And most of them didn't take the bait. Eric Weinstein thought he was a construct, thought he was weird, saw the camera in a plant, and deduced, this guy's working for Israel. He pretty much said it. He gave every hint. He ended a long video about it with an analogy to a known spy for Israel in Lebanon who used honey traps. Oh, he knew. Pinker thought he was a moron. He'd take the money because, oh, this is a billionaire. You want to donate to our science-y stuff? Fine. But when Epstein would try and talk about physics, he was just like roll his eyes. Oh, one of these people, you know. He didn't like him at all. Steve Hawkins was taken to Epstein property. Once he's there, he's stuck. He's in a fucking chair, okay? But the only time they mentioned him was in an email from Epstein to Maxwell, trying to discredit Virginia Roberts, where he says, do you know any of Virginia's friends that would, you know, discredit her story about, you know, these alleged things, or her latest version where Stephen Hawkins is in an orgy? The reason he said that is because that's ridiculous, because Stephen Hawking can't even move. He's got one finger in like his head to hit the, he can't be in a sex orgy. He could look at one, I guess. He could do that on his computer anyway. It's dumb. And so they're saying, oh, like in her latest tall tale, she had an orgy with Stephen Hawking, which is not even physically possible. She's trying to set up a way to discredit Virginia Giuffre and say she's a kook. You can't then from that, and that's all it is, say, there's Stephen Hawking's name. He's a client. He's on the client list. No, he isn't. Not one victim said they had to do anything with Stephen Hawking. No one came forward and said anything. Going around,
here's the thing. The thing in the media here has been the thing with the midgets, the small people.
Yeah, that's, you know, this is just like when they said there was a tunnel under the island, like below sea level, which is so stupid. They helicopter. They didn't spend $5 million on a green helicopter to then build the tunnel. It's just dumb. They said Epstein's still alive and he went to Israel. Look at his ear. There's a lot of kook stuff that comes out right away. And they're like, oh yeah, Hawkins was into midget fantasies. And like, you guys, did you read these? Did you think about this? That guy is one of the most noticeable ones. Who else is handicapped in a chair? If any of the girls were forced to play with his balls or whatever, they would have said, even if they didn't know who Stephen Hawking was, one time I had to sleep with a handicapped guy in a wheelchair. No one said that because he didn't do it. Or if he did, it's not in any of these documents. I'm just giving examples of the lazy reporting of these lists that go around. The other things they've done with preempted this file dump was they would just take screenshots from the black book and go, look, this is the list. No, that's most likely Maxwell's book, actually, not Epstein's. That's just everyone they ever met. And everyone they ever met is not into this stuff. Not everyone they knew what they were doing, obviously. Or they would take pictures of the flight logs. Now, the flight logs is better than the black book, because then that's like they're agreeing to be with them. We all know what happened on those planes. But still, there were some times they really did do just regular flights. That's not good enough. You can't just flippantly accuse someone of rape, okay? And that's just lazy. Now, when you get flight logs that are part of a lawsuit that tried to give co-conspirators immunity, it means co-conspirators, you know, then you got something. So this new file dump, the problem is half the time, the most frequent flyers are only initials. They never write out their name. But it is not hard to deduce who it is. It is hard in the sense of just tedious, but it's not real hard. It just takes time. And we have decoded that thing. The best thing to really compile an actual client list is listening to the victims. And they know who they were forced to sleep with. And they can prove that that person was in that state and that city at that time. Like, how would that kid know that, you know? There's ways to corroborate it. And there's also, in some cases, like Prince Andrew was so stupid, he got a Polaroid picture in Maxwell's house with Virginia, who's drunk. She's underage. So I think the age of consent in the UK might have been 16 at that time, but doesn't matter because she didn't consent. But you still have applied a girl with alcohol, and that's illegal. And she's American, and she can't consent. So it's disgusting, man. But there, yeah, sometimes it's so dumb. They're photographed with the girls. But a lot of them are like, it's your word versus mine. Kind of gives a Dershowitz defense. Like, if you don't have me on tape banging a girl, then I just happened to be in the same house at the same time, getting a massage with my underwear on, but I didn't rape anybody. What a schmuck. But Hawkins, there's no one came forward and said they'd do anything with a man in a chair. Okay. Leonardo wasn't there. Bruce Willis wasn't there. Cameron Diaz wasn't there. David Copperfield was there. But David Copperfield's there quite a lot. But he may have been the entertainment or both. But he should have right away, and maybe he did. I don't know. He should have said, yeah, I knew him. I used to do magic for them, but I didn't know they were doing this and that. I knew there were a lot of girls. I thought it was sketchy, but I was too afraid to really do anything because they're so rich and powerful. Something like that. But apparently he did ask a girl, do you know anything about girls getting paid to bring more girls here? But again, you can take that statement two ways. Is he saying that in an encouraging way? Like, hey, do you know if you could bring more girls here, you get paid? Or have you heard this rumor too? I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. It depends. But that's the depends category. Just about everyone else is guilty as sin, you know. And we've compiled it. And it's not only the rape. It's white collar crime, too. A lot of people on his list did both. Helped him moving money around. And, you know, Steve Hoffenberg went to prison for their scandal with Pan Am and Tower Financial. And somehow Epstein didn't. And when when Bronfman and him are going after Joseph B. Tomei and has set up all those hostile takeovers for these Panama companies and things, Joseph Minerals, and nothing, like no one important got in trouble. And it's like, yeah, because Epstein is tied to Israel and can do no wrong. It's very hard to just quickly replace that. Oh yeah, hey, let's find some pervert, you know, like he speaks English, lives there. Nah. And yeah, so we have a real list, but the list, they keep saying they've published a list. No, they haven't. This is the list. And I've published a list. And very judiciously, like I have a pretty high standard of you don't get on the list unless you really, really did it. Not just you're on a plane. That's not enough. That's not enough evidence.
But yeah, man. We were gearing up to interview Steve Hoffenberg and then he died.
I know. It sucks. But he did do some interviews, and he seemed to truly remorse ripping off all those people and tried to pay him back. So, but it was weird. Epstein was the brainchild or whatever behind that whole plan, and just not only got away with it, got promoted, got to keep climbing the ladder. And when he was at Bear Stearns, he seemed to get to know every operation in there. When Ace Greenberg brought him in, usually you have in mind, okay, you're going to be up, you know, this position. You don't get to go look at all the positions unless your real role is to go around all the positions and compromise as many people as you can. Get to know them all. And I think that's what Maxwell was doing with her Oceans charity, that Terramar Oceans charity. Oh, that's a great thing. Clean up the ocean. Who disagrees with that? Who's like, no, I want to pollute the water. Nobody. Right. So, it's like a safe Sherlock type of thing. Like, yeah, let's clean the water. Why not? She got to go to the UN 9 times to talk about this. 9 times. They all know her by her first name. Ha ha, tummy, which means she gets to rub shoulders with all the most important UN officials. That gave her access to UN parties and, you know, afterward, oh, let's hang out. So she gets her talons, her claws in all these UN officials. And the whole reason for the charity, I believe, was just a pretext to get her next to those people, to get her access.
All right, just let me give a summary for the viewers so far then. You know, there's all these news headlines about the Epstein client list. You're saying it's a bit of a whitewash. The real focus should be on
it's
the name.
It's disinformation. Yeah, it's disinformation because a lot of the celebrities is just clickbait. But some of it's real. That's what sucks. It's like, yeah, like some of these other names they're saying were there and probably in Rape Kid, like all that. Clinton, for sure. Prince Andrew, for sure. These names are good. They only pick the celebrity names, though. They're like Clinton, Andrew, and then they add like Bruce Willis and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's not even in the list at all, like in any context. And his name keeps coming up. I'm like, please stop reproducing fake lists. They even took a segment out where a girl's being questioned, a real segment, and then added his name in it and stuck it on Twitter. I'm like, you assholes are making my job so much harder. Because I've read these documents many times. His name is not in there. And then I see it. And then people are like, oh, you shill. What do you like, Jimmy Kimmel? No, I don't like him at all. Don't know him, really. I just know his, but I don't like his work or anything. But he didn't rape anybody. He's not in there. Yeah.
Ryan,
I hate having to defend people like that. I can't stand some of these people. He didn't do it.
In your opinion, then, this recent release, then, is there anything in there that's good and new to focus on?
Yeah, there's a few new names, like and then of course the big thing is proving the relationship between Harvey Weinstein and the Wexners. I think that's big, and it's also just the frequency of it. Like, we knew so-and-so went to the island or went to Florida, but not 50 times, you know. It shows how tight they were. And we also got the names of more of the victims. And so there's more people you can talk to and more information that can come out. So it's definitely the biggest thing it did is reinvigorate interest in the case. Because half the stuff I've said to you, even if you reached 1 million people, that's not enough, you know. And of course, you weren't allowed to have them on YouTube. So this gets almost another generation of people excited in this case, saying, what the hell? Why do they know Tony Blair? That's not just some schmuck. It's Tony Blair. He's the former prime minister of the UK. What are you doing?
Peter Mandelson was big in there as well.
Yeah, Peter Mandelson and like big names. And there's senators, governors, Governor Mitchell, or Bill Richardson, sorry, Senator Mitchell, Governor Richardson. And of course, when Epstein wanted to change the zoning laws for his Zorro ranch, the governor did it because he's got him by the shorties. Yeah, that must be nice. Yeah, there's some big names and there were some new ones. And there were some that were like, we knew, but it was like, yeah, no. But now you know because it's official. They're making requests for massages. And that was one of the interesting thing. I saw a lot of the people who covered it. It seemed like they used AI or something because they just grabbed all the names that were in the text and none of the handwritten stuff. But all the flight logs and receipts are handwritten. And that's the juiciest stuff. And they didn't look at it or something. And so there's a lot in there. And that's something I want to comb over again, because sometimes you see a name or something and they don't seem that important at the time. Then you find all these other things out. You're like, wait a minute. I remember reading about that before. Now let's look at this again. And it's a much bigger deal.
Do you think any of this information could lead to legal proceedings, new ones?
I think they have to work out the ones that have already begun. The worst perpetrators are already dead or jailed, with Maxwell and Burnell and Epstein. I think Jess Staley is on thin ice. I think Leon Black's on ice, and I think Les Wexner ought to be on thin ice, but they can't get Wexner. Wexner is so essential to Israeli power in the United States that he's just untouchable.
That's a shame.
Unfortunately,
isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
But some of the lower tier people, yeah. Like Alan Dershowitz wanted to represent Israel in this court case against the International Court of Justice, and they told him no. Not after these files.
Good. He was on Piers Morgan as well the other night, saying that the only person he slept with was his wife.
Yeah, right. He got up there and said, why are the feminists talking about all of Epstein's associates? Why don't you talk about the Hamas rapes of thousands of Jewish girls? Like, suddenly the rapes went from, well, none to a few to thousands of Jewish girls. Like, really? October 7th, they broke out on a military operation and stopped to rape thousands of people. There is no evidence of any Hamas rapes at all. No victims come forward, no witnesses other than the David Ben Zion and these weirdos that made up the stories about 40 beheaded babies and the rest of the shit. The hostages they had total control of for months weren't raped. And they're alive and can say so. No one touched me. I was treated well. Da, 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 da. They just made that up. They have to, because they have nothing real to point to. They have to justify what they're doing, bombing apartments full of people and killing tens of thousands of children, babies, hospitals, churches, mosques, homes, nothing safe. They blew up Gaza, Dresden style, with the people in it, with nowhere to go. They built a wall around them with machine guns pointed at them. You wonder why there's October 7th? Because there was an October 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, on for 75 years of brutal military occupation. That's why. It's like, why was there a slave revolt in Haiti where they killed the French? You're like, because you enslaved them, probably. You know, what you expect was going to happen. Yes, it's violent. It's horrible. But man, you can't start the story in the middle and act like that happened out of the blue because they're anti-Semitic or something. They did it because you abuse them daily. They murdered 224 Palestinians last year before October 7th, all in silence.
So it's sad that about Les Wexner being untouchable. Do you think Bill Clinton remains untouchable?
That is a very powerful man. And he looks weird. Like it looks like this has done a number on his health. He looks like he aged 20 years in the last year. It's messed with him some. And he's always been able to laugh this off, like from Jennifer Flowers onward, the Arkansas rapes, where he liked to bite people's lips, apparently. He leaves whatever, he's weird. It floated through him. Then he had Lewinsky. Like, the guy's been a career pervert, and then the Epstein stuff comes. He does look stressed, and he is on these planes, but he's just like, is anybody going to indict him or anything? No, he's Bill Clinton. You know, it's not just that he was president. It's that family and that those foundations are tied so deep into organized crime. It's kind of like, if I go down, you go down with me. And so either nothing's going to happen or it's all going to happen. Because if it does hit the fan, it's really going to hit the fan, because that's what they do. They start telling on each other. That's what happened with Operation Car Wash in Brazil. Like, as soon as Brazil never had a system like the U.S. where you can plea bargain if you tell on the person above you. And then they got one. And everybody started telling on everybody, but it was so many, went all the way up to like governors and things, that they didn't know what to do. So, and I think that's how it is. It's so rotten. We were talking about Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs, Chase Bank, you know, with JP Morgan, and Hollywood producers, and all these billionaires, man. A lot of the people, if you look at this in gold, all the yellow, if that shows up, are billionaires. There aren't that many billionaires in the world, and there's a lot on this list. And then some of the ones in white are heads of state. So these little balls are, like, there's an Israeli flag for that, there's American flag, UK flag.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ask, like, oh, can we prosecute these people? I'm not sure. Not when it's the who's who of several different nations. Like, who's above them? Who watches the watchers, you know? They had Louis Freeh. They had William Burns, who's now the current director of the CIA, was in bed with Epstein. Of course they're not looking at it. And he got appointed after Epstein had been arrested.
Can people contact you, Ryan, to get that limited edition T-shirt?
Oh yeah, this one's no longer limited edition. This one's just gone. But that's not as important as this one. You can get this one until they shoot me or something. It's got a nice map on the front.
Until they shoot me.
Yeah, I'll never kill myself. It's on my website.
You still have maps for sale?
That thing behind me? Yeah.
Yep.
There's two. You see a white one and a green one?
Yeah.
Which is the Epstein crime map. And below is also involves the Wexner family and the Rothschild family and the Brompton family. Like, all the same people. And that's about the theft of highly enriched uranium where Israel built their bomb. And here's a bridge. The whistleblower that Mordecai Vanunu, who took the pictures of the warheads that Israel had made by stealing uranium from the United States, was caught in a honey trap by the Mossad, and guess who told on him? Robert Maxwell, Lynn Maxwell's father. So the same people, Wexner's, Brompton, and so on, that are helping the theft of uranium and set up a honey trap to get the whistleblower are the ones who were financing his daughter and Epstein.
Wow.
And when Acosta said, I was told to back off, this is intelligence, it's not the Chinese. Okay. It's not Iran. it's Israel. Duh.
So let the viewers know where they can find and support you, Ryan.
This, like on my hat, says ANC, ANCReport.com. If you click on the shop tab, or if you're on a phone, you click on the little hamburger and go to shop, you can get that shirt, you can get that map, or the other map, and a bunch of other goodies. That's a way to support. It's like you could give a donation, but like you could also buy something, and that's like giving a donation, and you get something cool. And yeah, I like, that's a great conversation starter. This one's really fun. I understand a map is easier than wearing it around, but like if you're willing to speak to people, because they will say, "What's that? Where'd you get it?" But yeah, if you walk around with this, they'll say, "Let me see that." People might even say, "Can I take a picture of that?" That's up to you. You'd be like, "Hey, that's a picture," you know.
What if you show up at a Hillary Clinton speaking engagement wearing that?
Oh man. What if you showed up around their palace wearing this? I tell you what, Sean, I was actually invited to London to do a show with Pearl Davis. And if I end up doing that, I will wear this, and maybe I can meet you as well.
Oh, absolutely, man. Let us know. Yeah. When you come to London, we got to sit down. Definitely.
ANCReport.com. And that's, you know, I have a Twitter too. That's what my handle right there, Rye Liberty, knock on wood. I've had it less than a year. It says I've been there since 2009, but I haven't. I've banned all the way until January of last year. So I'm coming up on the anniversary, 1 year on Twitter.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah, really. Like, thank you, Elon. It's, I think I'm at 170-something thousand. And, you know, for me, that might not seem a big deal to you, whatever, but for me, this is huge because I've been banned on everything. I don't have a YouTube or a Facebook or anything to feed my Twitter with. You know, that's just, I got that by tweeting, which is hard. So I appreciate people following me on that. And that's there, and my website's there. And I do have a Telegram and a Substack, but if you go to Telegram, just know that, you know, I disavow. So I have not control of everyone else. They're pretty hardcore.
Yeah. So for people listening on audio, the Twitter handle is at RYLiberty. RYLiberty.
RYLiberty.
Yeah.
And yeah, you should watch this video because I've been flashing maps and names and stuff. So yeah, I even notebooked it in, and this is pages. This is so disgusting. You know, and like, God, William Burns, Boatstein, you know, Shimon Peres, that's another one. It's so bad. And so huge. This is such a big story. And everyone's scared. I'm like, why? They're dead or in jail, most of them. And if the other ones are innocent, okay, then a court can decide that. Because it doesn't look like it. I mean, I don't think these girls are just making this up. If they are, you know, okay. But like, what? Why would they even know who you are when that happened to them like that? That Glenn Dubin's not some famous guy like Bill Gates. You know, who is that? You'd have to have heard his name. You have to have met him. It has to be like that. And you see all the emails. You can see him scheduling massages. Is so-and-so working today? Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I pulled my shoulder. Mm-hmm. You're going to be here a lot, right? It's disgusting. And that guy marries Epstein's ex-girlfriend. They made him the godfather of their daughter. Ah. I want all these people in jail. I want everybody wearing that shirt if you can. It's like, or I don't know, or if not, just you got to keep talking about this. You can't let this go. This can't be like, oh, the next something happens, like tunnels in New York, whatever, and everyone drops the Epstein. If they blow up a boat and blame it on Iran or whatever, okay, that's a big deal. But don't stop talking about Epstein. This is how they have so much power, is through blackmail and persuasion. Israel and other states, they would not be able to get away with this if they didn't have such a clutch on mass media and politicians. And I really think it's fading. And I close every show like this recently. I've been saying, as censorship fades, so too does Zionist power. For they were ever only able to operate in the dark. The demons covet the darkness.
Indeed. Well said, my friend. And we salute you on your mission. And we hope to have Ryan back in the coming weeks and months as we continue this series. And we'll see if there's any other developments. So please support his work. Check out the map, t-shirt, his books. And we will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in. Take care, people.
Thank you. Oh, Sean, one more thing. My pinned tweet. Everyone should watch that movie because it goes over that green map. And that is how this whole thing started. Like before the Dalton School and Barr and all that, before that, there was already a group in place. It's got like 1.6 million views or something. Check it out, son. It's called NUMEC. It tells you why they killed JFK, how they stole the bomb, and the precursor for the Epstein ring. If that's not exciting, it has to be, or you wouldn't listen this long. So go to my Twitter, check out the pinned tweet. And I appreciate this. You were the guy that really helped me be known again when I was banned on everything. It was your show. And I've been plugging you on every show I go to. I said, well, I was on with Sean Atwood and we discussed da 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 da. So I hope I help you too.
Oh, yes. I appreciate that, Ryan. And it's your hard work and your research, you know, that makes you shine and people gravitate towards you. So.
Well, it takes both. You need research, you need exposure. So I appreciate it too.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching, viewers. Please support Ryan. We'll see you next time. Take care wherever you are in the world. Cheerio. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I've got some exciting news to announce. Michael Francis is coming back to tour the UK in 2024. The Remade Man Tour, the Michael Francis story. Michael Francis, once named one of the 50 most significant mob bosses in the USA by Fortune magazine and a former member of the notorious Colombo crime family, will take you deep into the world of organized crime, sharing captivating tales and insights into the mafia's past, present and future. Join us for an unforgettable evening with Michael Francis, the original Goodfella, as he exclusively sits down with myself, Sean Atwood. With me as the host, there's going to be a no-holds-barred exploration of Michael Francis's life, including his numerous arrests and jury trials that ultimately led to his pleading guilty to a federal racketeering charge, a 10-year prison sentence, and $15 million in restitution. You will have the unique opportunity to ask questions during an audience Q&A session, making this event a must-see for true crime enthusiasts and anyone curious about the underworld. Don't miss this explosive In Conversation with Michael Francis. Live on stage in the UK, this exclusive in-person event will be held in various locations in the UK, Ireland and Scotland. Link in the description box below this video if you want to grab yourself a ticket. Back to the podcast. Cheers.